This is RSB and the Update, episode 140, recorded Thursday, February 14th, 2008. The Children of Regicide. Hey Brad, how are you?
Oh, we started already. You didn't.
Yeah. No countdown.
I was expecting that. It caught me off guard.
No. So you're back.
Yes, we're back.
Back in action with your huge.
Okay, oh God! Stop now.
With your huge ship. Yeah, your ship, Captain Brad Woodward.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I'm officially freaked out. That's about 5 seconds.
But it's Valentine's Day. You know?
Shane, I thought you opposed gay.
I do. I do. So anyways, we'll get to how we've been doing later. I don't know, it just seems kind of weird that we don't do that, but anyways.
Nobody cares how we are. They
yeah, care. I'm sure they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Anyways, we've got RuneScape updates this week.
Catapult
a quest.
Construction.
What'd you think?
It's as lame as the name.
Catapult Construction.
Yeah, because, you know, usually some of the quest names, they're like, you know, sort of... You know,
puns.
Puns, like, you know, between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this one is just what it is, Catapult Construction. What a boring name.
Which requires 42 fletching, 44 construction, regicide, and 54 some, I think, would be useful.
It would have been like if they'd called Cook's assistant, gather eggs.
So you're saying, basically the name of this quest was a no-brainer that could have been thought of better?
Yeah, they could have put some effort into thinking of the name.
Okay.
Somebody sat at their computer thinking, what should we name this quest? Well, catapults in it, and you have to construct the catapult.
Overall, what did you think of the quest?
Boring.
Really?
Very short for a master quest, and I wouldn't say it was difficult.
I know. They called it a master quest, but...
It was easy.
Yeah, it's like, is that the new definition of a master quest this day and age, or...?
Well, you know, Dragons are dumbing it down.
Yeah, sadly. So... Part of the reason I think it's a master quest is because it requires regicide, which was a master quest. You know?
So that doesn't qualify it to be a master quest.
I know! That's what they... Like, they're like... I forget that there's some principle where the current object inherits the previous parent object's attributes. Yeah, inheritance. So it's like they tried to implement inheritance with the quest descriptions because, first off, regicide was a master quest, so therefore this quest is a child of regicide, so therefore...
Child of regicide.
Yeah.
Would have been a better quest name. They should have called it Child of Regicide.
Yeah, but it didn't have anything to do with children of regicide, you know?
And it has some sort of, like, appeal. Like, the Children of Regicide... Donate just $3 a month and you can help save the Children of Regicide. You should call this update the Children of Regicide.
Will do. The Children of Regicide.
There you go. I thought of a name. Well, you thought it up.
Like, Regicide had you... Remember, you got the message that you were working for the
Regicide
wrong side.
Regicide didn't have me?
It had the message. It gave you a message. Oh. You were working for the wrong side. Were we working for the right side now to reconstruct that catapult?
Who knows?
So I honestly don't remember what side we're on, you know? Because you start with in the beginning quest with...
It's like Italy in the wars, because like first they were on the bad side. I mean, the Axis, and then they joined the Allies. They weren't
Maybe.
Sure, really, were they?
No, they weren't. Because first you're working for a drogue, then you get a mess after you open the underground pass. Then you come back and you got this message here. And so it's just, I think we're on the right side now, right?
I don't know.
I don't
I'm
know.
Really not sure.
Hang on.
Anything could happen.
Anyway.
And you do know, if it's me and it's a private call, I just pick it up. And if it's somebody I don't want to speak to, I just put it back down again. It's not difficult. Anyway, on
okay.
with the show.
Yeah, so, where were we? We're working for the right side now, I'm pretty sure. So that's good. I felt, I always had a bit of a feeling in behind me, but I think we're on the right side now.
I really don't care, Shane.
For not, then, oh well. Reward, 15k construction, 5k fletching, 2 quest points, and Hattie Halberd, 2,000 GP, and no friendly fire from the catapult and castle wars.
That's the castle wars thing is handy. I remember that annoying me.
Yeah, that's good.
And it is
good.
A pretty decent reward, considering how long it's
yeah,
been.
Yeah, 2 quest points?
Wow, I was thinking more 15k construction XP.
I'm just happy to get quest points nowadays, you know? Because you get more time in the Tears of Guthix cave.
Oh, yeah.
But 15k construction is good, too. 5k fletching. But an Addy Halberd? Like, what the heck is the rationale behind that?
High out.
I know.
I know.
It's just annoying. Anyways. So, what would you rate the quest, basically?
3. 3?
Quest
was short and boring, but the reward was good. Definitely.
I'll give it a 3.5. Basically, you go there, you go to Port Tyrus, you realize they're having a problem, talk to the catapult general, go find the engineer, he says he needs help, go get some pieces from the dwarf.
And if he needs help, tell him to go speak to a psychologist.
That too.
He needs help.
Remember, you were going to go be a psychologist?
Yeah, I gave up on that. That was just a dream. It was just another dream went wrong.
Anyway, as I was saying, you go get some pieces, you get some schematics, and then you need metal pieces, and this delivery dwarf wasn't right, so you have to go find him. And he won't talk to you because he only talks to sailors, so you have to
take this hat from
a drunken sailor.
You have to go and steal it. Jack advocates stealing. I'm going to go and steal something tomorrow, and then when I get arrested, I'm going to say, Jack told me to do it.
Do you still have your hat?
What, the bowler?
No, the not the bowler, the sailor hat.
I never had a sailor hat.
Yeah, you did during the quest.
Oh, sorry, you mean in RuneScape. Yeah, I still have it.
So you have a bowler in real life, too?
Yeah, remember that picture that Chris said made me look like an Amish person?
Oh, right.
I thought you were talking about that.
I should find that somewhere.
No, you don't.
Then after you
pretty
do that...
because the thing was too small for my head, so I had to
sit
it on top of my head. What?
Who said it was too small?
It is too small.
Oh.
That's why it makes me like an Amish person.
It reminded me of this Star Trek episode.
Oh, for God's sake. No, we are not going there, Shane. Move on. We're talking about RuneScape.
Okay. Good quest this week. Well, sort of, if you look at it that way. But it would have been nicer to have a nicer, more loving quest from Jagex, you know?
And they thought of a better name, Children of Regicide. Children of Regicide.
But there's no children involved.
Please donate to help the children of Bridgeside.
Okay. Thank you, Brad.
Yeah. None die.
Do you have the, from last week, do you have the guitar emote?
I don't think so.
So you didn't get a message saying you have unlocked the air guitar emote?
No. Why'd I get that?
Because that was last week's update. With music, if you got over 500 songs unlocked, you'd have the emote.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know.
Well, you should have checked. Log on right now and check, see if you have it.
La 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 la.
But basically what they did with this week was, last week, let's say you did a quest, say, Melzar's Maze back in Classic, right?
Back in Classic.
Yeah. They wouldn't have had music for it, so you wouldn't have unlocked the music in RuneScape 2. Therefore, it would have been something missing in the quest or in your music player. So it could have caused you problems with getting the guitar mode. So they fixed that this week, which was good. I think I'm only missing a few now, so that's good. Oh, and they fixed their little problem with the music system, because I don't know if you saw that news update, but they had to disable part of the music system because it was causing too much lag on the servers. Test your godforsaken code for once, you know? That's what Jagex is always doing. They're always trying to do things, but they do it half not just yeah, half. Okay, you could say that word.
Half-assed.
Like they just God. Yeah. Do you have the emote?
I'm logging in. Connecting to server. Loading. Please wait.
Oh, last night when I was doing the quest, it said loading textures 107%. So I have more textures than the game has. Yay.
Actually, no, I don't think I have. Nothing's popped up. But it might have popped up earlier. Let me see
check
if
it's in the emote menu.
Emote.
Should be at the bottom.
No, I don't have it. Yes, aww. I feel special.
Anyway, so Brad, you need to get out and see more of the world.
You need to get out more.
Yeah, that's right. That's that. Musical glitch is fixed. Post bag from the hedge. This month, the people of RuneScape actually wrote letters to us. So they got ones from like Party Pete, General Bentnose, the summoning guy, the fat summoning guy. Yeah. So it's basically Rel, though. This month is a bit of a different post bag. Nothing really that interesting this month for me. Anything for you?
They're all name.
Huh?
They're all name? I'm sorry, I can't speak. They're all lame.
Okay, thank you, Brad.
Hang a minute. At the very bottom, wise old man needs you. Wise old man needs adolescent children.
It doesn't say adolescent children.
Yes, but that's the people who play RuneScape, so I think this is...
I had a request from the wise old man. He's been getting...
Advocating pedophilia.
Itchy to plot and plan. And wants you to research areas that would be worth him exploring and say quietly infiltrate. Once you've scouted out your location and come up with a scheme, send it to gallery@jagex.com. Interesting. He does look like a bit of a creep there, you know?
Yeah. Come to me, little children. Sick.
Okay. Picture gallery this month. Any favorites?
The sort of the fire.
The pyre fiend.
The fire fiend. Pyre fiend. Yes, that one.
Yeah, that's one. That's my favorite too.
The wolf looks sort of good as well. The
it looks like it's done with like pencil or something, you know.
Yeah, well, it's very good. Whoever did it.
Pretty good. Good job, Red Bear 25.
The pest control one's sort of nice as well.
Yeah,
I like that in a way.
Alex's like pest control one was better though.
Sorry.
Alex's pest control one.
Oh, I didn't see that one, so I can't judge. Don't get to show me. We really don't have time. Right.
Anyways, that's that. Onto the poll. Looking good, Brad. You looking good today?
No.
No?
Well, same look every day, so let me see. Let me just log in. Have to look at the poll.
Yesterday you put a picture up from Photo Booth on your MSN thing. It looked like you used
And my neck looked really thin.
Yeah. Is your neck okay today?
Yes, fine.
Looking good. Which of these statements best describes what you wear in-game when you're not in combat or raising your skills? 22% of all of the population says, I would wear armor that makes me look tough and powerful. 15%,
I don't really care what my character is wearing because it's a f***ing game. Bleep that.
Right. Next one. I wear an outfit that shows off my achievements. That's me, actually. My farming cape.
Show off.
Why? I like that.
Show off.
Okay. I don't really care what my character's wearing. 14%. That's a category you'd fall into, right?
Yes. I don't care. It's not important.
I wear something fun. 8%. I wear something functional. 8%. I wear something unusual. 5%.
I wear something that goes well with my blue eyes.
Your eyes are blue?
They were blue. Now they're sort of changing color slightly.
Red?
Yeah, red eyes, yes. I red-eyed like a demon. No, I don't have red eyes. To be stupid.
Yeah, well, all the way across the board, the top three choices are practically the same, so... Oh, except for members. Except for free-to-play. Their third choice is where they wear the most expensive outfit they can do. But overall, they don't really care what the character's wearing, and they wear an outfit that shows off the achievement second. And number one, they want to look powerful. Don't you want to look powerful? Like wear a nice suit and tie?
No, because if, peop- if people don't think I look powerful, then they misjudge me, and it's their fault. I don't want to give people the impression I'm powerful.
Question two, please.
How important is looking good in RuneScape to you? Very important. I have to be wearing something cool at all times, and I'm most likely 12 years old and need to get a life. Two, important. Three, not very important. Four, not at all, not important at all. Who cares what I look like?
But
not important at all.
31% is important.
Not important at all, not important at all.
I said not very important on this. What'd you say?
Not important at all, I just said.
Okay. Do you care what you look like in real life, though?
To a degree, yes. But I don't go out my way.
Okay.
Question I won't wear three. Clothes if they're, like, dirty or creased.
You will?
I won't.
Oh, okay. How many times have you changed your character's look at the makeover mage? Once or twice, 50%. It says 50% of the population.
I don't know, because I never count.
I've only done it...
The only time I can remember going to the makeover mage was once when I had to change my gender for that quest that required you to change your gender.
How long did you stay a woman after that quest?
Several years.
Anyways, yeah, I've only gone once or twice, so it's all very relative. That people really don't like changing the looks, so I think you had a good poll this week, Jagex.
Good poll.
Purpose, and like last week's was totally. Totally, like, odd, you know, like, it was the RuneScape Book of Records one that was odd, but anyways, that's your poll for this week.
That's your poll.
On to listener questions. Oh, yes, before we
Valentine
start,
Valentine theme.
Brad, would you like to respond to the show content from 2 weeks ago, Herbal Essences, about your hair?
I would like to state that I have never in my life stolen anything at any... Oh, no, sorry.
The question was from Burnt Joint. He was wondering if it smells like roses and it's smooth.
No, my head does not smell like roses, but apparently it's shiny in a good way, not a greasy way, since a lot of people say I have nice hair.
Well, that's
in
good.
Real life.
Good.
So, yeah,
glad we got your official response.
If anybody would like to stroke my hair, just get in contact with me and we can sort some out.
Can I come visit you?
Only if you want to sleep in the garden. Right. Questions.
Okay, first one.
For Valentine's Day, if you were dared to, would you dye your hair pink and wear red clothes? And that question is from Stephen. Depends if I was getting any money. If it was just a dare alone, I would tell the person no.
Yeah, same for me, you know. Same case here. If it was,
that's
if it
simple. No, we wouldn't.
If it's for money, maybe.
I do.
But...
I do. I like people like who like sort of look different though, because I mean, I was on the bus home today and there was a girl with pink hair, and I think it's nice when you see people who are slightly out of the norm and don't.
So, just I don't know, I just prefer like if everyone
I wouldn't do
same,
it myself, but I would admire know? People who do those sort of things. I think it's nice.
Okay,
so next question, you read it out.
Do you believe in true love? From Jan.
What do you think he means by true love? Because I was actually thinking about this today, not because of this question, but just in general. Because it's Valentine's Day and everyone at work is talking about it.
I'm not sure what it means exactly.
Let's just say I believe in true love. If you would say that true love would be you love somebody enough to spend the rest of your life with them.
Yeah, sure. I'll go with that because you know, like some birds, like they made for
Shane,
life.
We're not talking
so.
About birds. We're talking about humans.
But I'm just saying that it could be how it goes in response to birds. You know.
I don't know. I think it is possible, but I think it's difficult because, you know, situations change and it's
yeah.
Like, I mean, I was thinking about you know, a lot of people, you know, are madly in love and you know then they end up you know getting divorced or whatever. I don't really know. So sometimes I think yes, sometimes I think no. It really depends. Cause sometimes
yeah,
a lot of people are getting divorces nowadays. Do you think that's out of do you think it's just easy, or do you think because their love is dead?
It's probably the easy way out for organizing things and whatnot, you know?
Yeah,
and plus, if you live a solitary life, there's less, you're attached to less, and therefore, if something bad happens, it's less of an impact.
I'd like to believe that, yes, true love does exist, but sometimes I'm not so sure.
We'll just have to find out one day, won't we?
Yep. Not together, though.
No, of course not.
I don't swing that way. Third question. Have you ever had a Valentine? Oh, this is going to be interesting for Shane. Even if it isn't from Valentine's Day 2008. In earlier years, a question from Kirby. Do you think he needs, have you ever like been sent a card, a Valentine's card? Or?
Well, if that's the case, then yeah, sure.
You've had a Valentine's card?
Well, yeah, because in elementary school here, everyone sends everyone Valentine's Day cards.
Okay. Well, I've had Valentine's cards that weren't sent to me by classmates who felt sorry for me, so there we go. I win. I didn't have any cards this year, though. I was very disappointed.
I haven't got anything yet, either. I really don't care, you know?
Although there were a few people who weren't at work today.
Yeah. Hmm. Interesting.
No point, though. I'll have to see when I go in tomorrow.
You know, Valentine's Day is the number one day to order pizza.
Oh, well, I wish I would have known that, so I could have ordered some pizza.
Yeah. Here, there's a restaurant called Boston Pizza, and every year on Valentine's Day, they do heart-shaped pizzas.
Oh, how that makes me want to retch.
But a dollar from every pizza goes to the Heart and Stroke Foundation. So,
okay.
But it's the number one day that people order pizza because they come home from work, they want something to eat that they don't have to cook, and it's just simple, you know? So, I just figured I'd throw that in. Thank you, Kirby. What have you got that special?
Oh, this is going to be a weird question.
Yeah.
Delve deep into the personal life.
What are you doing for them, and where are you taking them? If you don't have Valentine's, is there anyone you like, and what are their features you like about them from Ryan?
Well, I did want to get somebody something for Valentine's Day this year, obviously a girl. But she told me not to, so, you know, people say, I'm not sure if it was genuinely, no, don't get me anything, or if it was the sort of thing females do when they say, no, don't get me anything, just to see if you will anyway. You know? But either way, no, I didn't get anything. And I don't know, if you don't have a Valentine, is there anyone you like? Yes. What are the amazing features that you love about them? This is a weird question. Okay, I'll go for it. I said I would answer all the questions. She's very caring. Obviously, that's all the obvious ones. Caring. She's very much like me, which is strange. Because, you know, often I hate people.
Does she like insulting other countries?
No. Let's see what else. Caring like me. Good looking, obviously, because, you know, I'm not shallow, but, you know, looks have to play some part in it. And I'll think of one thing more. I could be here all day. Okay, three things. That's enough. I don't want to pull my heart out. I feel stupid enough.
I can honestly say no and no to all three questions. But I'm not getting anybody anything.
He doesn't have a Valentine, no, and they have no amazing.
And
features.
There's nobody there's nobody around.
Poor Shane.
It's called being busy.
Excuse me, I'm busy.
I'm busy. I wrote two midterms today. And over
Good
the next
you.
Week, I have three servers to implement and an interpreter.
Okay, good for you.
Thank you, Ryan. Next one from Mushroom Queen. Who was the last person you kissed?
A girl. There you go.
I honestly don't know.
Oh, cool. Was it your mummy?
Okay. Probably. But I don't remember when it was.
The last person I kissed wasn't my mother, so yay, I win.
Was it your dad?
No, because my dad isn't a girl. And I already said it was a girl. It's okay, everybody.
Thank you, Mushroom Queen.
It's okay.
Next question, Brad.
Oh, doing that voice made me... Okay. Brad, how much money would it take to kiss Shane versus X? And the answer to that is more money than there is in the world. So, yeah, not going to happen.
So, 100 billion?
No. The amount of money could not be singularly expressed in words.
Infinity?
And beyond.
To infinity and beyond. 50 points if you can tell me what movie that's from.
Star Wars?
No. That's really sad that you'd mention that. It's actually from from Toy Story.
Oh, yeah, it is. Sorry, I don't know why I thought it was Star Wars. But I can't believe that's really sad you would mention that when you mention Star Trek every week without fail. Sorry, you got to bleep that as well. Bleep it.
Anyways, so you wouldn't?
I've forgotten the question. No, I wouldn't kiss you. Bugger off.
So not for any amount of money, like.
No, Shane, I can't report. You seem to like this question. Let's move on.
Okay, moving on. If one of you was fall deathly ill after this Valentine's Day show, would you fly out to see the one who fell sick dead from Schwa?
No.
What?
I'm a very busy person.
Of course I'd come out to see you. I'd come out to
no,
see you.
No, you wouldn't, you liar.
Yes, I would.
No,
I'd
you wouldn't.
Come out to see you if I had time.
Shane, you keep making references to you visiting me. It's scaring me. Are you going to turn up outside my door one day and go,
yeah.
Hi?
Yeah, and you'll have to let me in.
No, I won't let you in. I'll call the police. There's a strange Canadian man outside my door. I think it might be Steph and Dion.
Okay.
You're a hero.
No. I'm not a...
Steph and Dion is a hero.
Not a closet liberal, please. Like, God. Anyways, so you wouldn't come visit me?
No.
Uh-huh.
Does that break your heart?
Yeah, it does, actually.
Oh, you're so funny.
Anyways, thank you, Schwab.
Oh, Shane's sad now.
Next question.
Okay. Next question. What do you think of people who have online relationships? Do you prefer online or real-life relationships, or do you not care? And that's from Blurb Singer. You spot the name wrong.
Oops, oh well.
Blurb Singer.
So what do you think?
I don't think online relationships, and I say that in quotes, I don't think they can work long term. I mean, I think it's a perfectly acceptable way of meeting people, because I think the internet's a very good way of meeting people.
Because look at all of us who met from RSPNB.
I'm talking relationships, Shane.
Oh, not...
Because you get to know a person's personality, of course, and I mean, normally when you see people in real life, you make assertions based on their looks. And I think it's a good way of meeting people, but I think if you do meet somebody and get to know somebody and have those sorts of feelings for them, unless there is some way in which you can meet them in
you
the
can never
short
know,
term.
Because really somebody could be putting on like a fake personality or something, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, when you get to know people, I mean, I know, like, I've known you for almost, what,
3 years.
Almost 3 years, yeah. And I've known plenty of other people who I started to talk to when I first became staff at RSPNB. And I've known them for a long time. And you know, after a while, people... I'd like to think, and I think this is true, I don't think people could put on an act for 3 years.
No.
I wouldn't... I think I know how... well, not very well, but I would know how Shane is and how he acts online is the same as how he acts in real life. And I think that's the same for everybody else.
Yeah, it pretty much is, except... yeah, I'd have to say that, except...
So getting back to my original point, I think online relationships are a good way of meeting people. Who you like in that way, but unless you can meet them in real life, you're probably only going to end up getting hurt. And so in that case, stick away. If it's somebody you can meet up with in real life and continue things from there, yes. If they're too far away or you can't.
And plus it's a safe way of doing things, you know, like going to those online dating sites. It's safer to talk to someone online first than to go out to some coffee shop to do it, you know, because they can't stick a knife through your computer screen or something, you know. They can't stick a knife through the computer screen or something.
Shane,
to hurt you.
I'm trying to speak sense here, and you're just speaking complete crap.
I'm just trying to say that it's safer.
Yeah, but that wasn't the point I was making. But okay, let's move on.
I'm just trying to say it's a bit safer, and
so let's just summarize our answers because that was a complete farce.
Rat hole.
As a way of meeting people, yes, but as a way of having long-term relationships, no.
Exactly. I can agree with what you said there. Like so basically with that you admit that I'm not some closet Nazi or anything like that.
Closet liberal. Let's move on.
Okay.
Next question.
Shane, how much would someone have to pay you to send a PM to every female member of the RSPNB staff that had a big picture of a heart and said I love you with all my heart from Miyazaki 90?
Isn't there only one member of the RSPNB
Two.
Staff? Two.
Boober Singer and Mushroom Queen?
Oh, yeah. Well, would you do that for some money?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Well,
I send out PMs
suppose...
all the time.
I suppose what's... they would know that you were joking.
Yeah, and after listening to this show, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, sure, I'd do that.
So would I. Bit of fun.
Yeah. Next one.
Sorry, I didn't know why I said that. Right, there's a thing around my school. Here it is. What would you do if President, I assume it's President Bush, came here and wants you to kiss him for $1,000? Would you do it? Why or why not? That question is from Yu-Gi-Oh! Kid 7.
I'd no, pay $1,000 for someone who had AIDS to kiss him.
What? Where did that come from?
Just to get him, like, infected, you know?
What the hell is wrong with you?
Nothing.
I don't think you can spread AIDS through kissing.
You can if they have a cut on their mouth or something, can they? You know?
So you would... Wow, you are sick. Why would you think like that? Why would you think, oh yeah, let's get the president to kiss somebody who has a cut on their mouth and also has AIDS?
Because we don't like Bush.
The answer to the question is no, I wouldn't kiss him. And if he came up and asked me to kiss him, I would run. You know, like a pedophile.
Yeah, even though I wouldn't do that either, because, you know...
I'd take a picture and submit it to Dick, the president. Wants to kiss
him. No, a video. Does your cell phone do video?
I don't have a cell phone at the moment. So
what? No. Oh, here we go.
Oh. What? What, Shane? Is this going to be President Bush, make love, not war? Right, yeah. I bet Tony Blair and George Bush did have a few.
Yeah, speaking of which, I got this video here from, you remember when the war in Afghanistan and Iraq first started?
The war in somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, the war on terror, and Tony Blair was committed, and so was George Bush.
Tony Blair committed.
Committed George Britain's Bush. Troops.
Committed suicide.
What's the current status with you guys in Iraq?
We're still in Iraq. I think they pulled out some troops. I'm not sure, really. It's not been on the news much. Well, I haven't watched the news lately, so that's probably why I don't
know. This is a video.
I've seen this. Yeah, you have to, yeah, it's like they're singing to each other, yeah.
There's only you in my life.
This was before the days of YouTube. When everyone passed around MPEGs via email. My first
love. You're who's the male? Is Tony Blair the female?
Yeah, Tony Blair's the female. You're
every fit. Since he was Bush's bitch. Yeah. Okay, that's enough, Shane. The audio quality is terrible. Switch it off. Stop it. Idiot.
Okay, thank you, Yu-Gi-Oh! Kid.
Okay, I'm so reading this next question out. To Shane. Do the ladies find your programming skills erotic? No. Okay, answer the first question. Do the ladies find your programming skills erotic?
No. I don't see how they could be.
I don't know, maybe some sort of nerd girls like that sort of thing. So Brad, do you believe marriage is an expression of love or just a money sink? That question is from Patrick. I think to look upon marriage as a money sink would be extremely cynical. Just a way of looking at things. I'd like to, yes, I think marriage is an expression of love. I know that if I was in a relationship with somebody for a fairly long amount of time, I mean, I would marry someone I'd known for like a couple of months or something. I would want to marry them because I think, yes, I think it is an expression of love and commitment. Yeah.
What do you think about, there's this talk of some council member in Germany wanting to implement a fee if you got divorced in your first 7 years of marriage or something, like a tax or something?
I don't think things like that are a good idea because if people want to get divorced, you know, making them stay together just to save money isn't going to do anything.
Yeah, they're going to figure out a way around the system, you know? Like, that's just how it goes.
No, but I mean, they're just going to stay together for the wrong reasons. I believe if you don't love somebody, then you shouldn't stay with them.
Okay. Thank you, Patrick. Patrick, Patrick, Patrick. Tech news! I had a lengthy debate with Creepy the other night about this story.
Oh, fun.
Apple applies for trademark extension relating to gaming. What do you think?
Doesn't interest me in the slightest.
Might Apple have an interest in gaming beyond its pokey iPod game offerings? Maybe, when you consider that the company has recently applied to expand its trademark into the realm of gaming. The new filing was made on February 5th and has not yet been assigned to an examining attorney. Basically, it says, toys, games, and playthings, namely handheld units for playing electronic games, handheld units for playing video games, standalone video game machines, electronic games other than those adopted for the television with receivers only, LCD game machines, electronic educational game machine, toys, namely battery-powered computer games. So, basically the way I see this going is that Apple is trying to get back into the gaming market. As they did have, I forget what it was, but in the early 90s they had some gaming machine called Pikmin, I think. I honestly don't remember what it was, but Pikmin sounds right. But it was a complete flop. Is Pikmin an Apple thing? Or what?
Pikmin? What?
Yeah, Pikmin.
Do you mean Pac-Man?
No, Pikmin.
Pikmin, what?
Pikmin.
I have no idea what you mean.
Pikmin. There's some Apple gaming machine that used to be around. I forget what it was called, though.
No, it was Pikmin. It's a real-time strategy video game developed and published by Nintendo.
Okay, so it's Apple's thing started with a P. I forget what it was.
Pikmin.
But basically, Apple wants to get back into gaming. And I had a lengthy discussion.
I can say Pikmin over and over and make no sense as well.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's good for you. That's good for you.
Pikmin.
Okay, that's good. Anyways, I was saying that right now there's only a few games on the Mac, which I'm sure you noticed, right?
Yeah, chess. Cool.
No, and like older games. Like if you go to the Apple site, there's a few. Like World of Warcraft, Unreal Tournament, etc. But the thing is, if Apple could attract developers, they could have a decent gaming machine, don't you think?
Apple stock.
They could do it. Like I was telling Griefy that the only reason Xbox is a success is because it was out a year first, and it was riding on the name from the first success of the first Xbox, you know?
Xbox rules, man.
No, it doesn't. It was a complete fluke that it even became popular.
You're a fluke.
It was a fluke because it was out a year early and riding on the success of the previous Xbox.
And
because
everybody hates Sony. Yay.
I know. It's like a complete fluke. It's like, it's full of holes. It's like, it's a bad system, but it works, you know? It's Microsoft. It's just, if you take a look at all the dead Xboxes that have been coming back. But anyways, what I'm trying to get the point across, is that if Apple was able to attract the right developers, they could become a contender in the game market with Microsoft, Sony, and
Apple
Nintendo.
Apple should stick at what they are good at. Play to your strengths.
But I'm just saying that they could, because they want to be the digital hub in everyone's living room. I'm just saying they could.
Well,
you don't think they could? You don't think they could?
No, I think they should stick to what they're good at.
Okay. That's the same thing Creepy said, but he said it. We had a nice debate for like 20 minutes about this. It was quite fun. But anyways, you got a Mac now, hey?
Yes, it's cool.
You like it?
Yeah, it's very nice looking.
Okay, that's good. What do you think about this one? Illegal downloaders face, and I quote, UK ban. People in the UK who go online and illegally download music and films may have their internet access cut off under plans the government is considering. 6 million people a year are estimated to download illegally in the UK. Music and film companies say that illegal downloads cost them millions of pounds in lost revenue. What do you think?
I think it's bullshit. I don't think the bill will ever be passed.
Because you can't.
Nothing.
Exactly. You can't control the internet.
Exactly. And the thing is, the government, as part of their proposals, they would be asking the ISPs to do the moderating. And so the
you really
Virgin...
think an ISP would do that?
Exactly. That's why. They won't want to do it, because then it would be their responsibility.
The government thinks they can impose controls on anything they want, you know?
Well, yeah, but surely if the ISP can turn around and say, no, I don't want to do
that.
Yeah,
no, it's quite stupid, but it anyways, it's
stupid.
Not going to happen. You can't control the internet. Once something's out, it's out. You let the cat out of the bag. You can't put it back in. Have you ever tried to put a cat back in a kennel?
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it. But anyways, it's just, it won't work, and they're not going to be able to implement it, and people won't accept it, so, and ISPs don't want to lose the money, so it's not going to work. Sorry, government.
And besides the fact it infringes greatly on civil liberties, that would be another reason why it won't get voted through.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm fine with people monitoring what sites I go to and whatnot, but controlling what I can look at and stuff, that's crossing the line. Like, I have nothing to be worried about because, what are they doing?
Remember, they wanted to impose restrictions on the net?
Oh, right, the Great Firewall of Australia.
That is even crap.
Anyways, Hackers 1, SP 1, 0. This is in reference to Vista, if anybody cares about Vista anymore. Do you?
Guess not. No, not really.
With the launch of SP...
I have XP and I will never upgrade to Vista because XP works just fine for me.
And that's why you got a Mac.
Yes.
With the launch of SP1, Microsoft promised to put an end to popular hacks used by pirates to allow a non-genuine install of Windows Vista to function in the same way as a genuine install. Not really. Hackers have already created a hack around this, and whoop-de-doo. Microsoft can't win, you know?
Microsoft can never win.
I think it's time to give up on the famous no piracy speech, you know? Because if you look at
they'll never give up.
I know, but they should, because...
They'll never succeed, but they will also never give up, so...
Isn't that like a paradox?
Yes.
Yeah.
Your mother is a paradox.
Oh, please. I don't know.
No, I like your mother. I'm sure she's a very fine woman.
That's good for you to say that. Anyways.
I feel so honored.
OS X has no activation or serial numbers on it, but once again, Apple's a hardware company. Microsoft is a software company, so I guess you could explain that, but come on, Windows Genuine Advantage? It would blank the screen, make your screen go black if it wasn't genuine? That's going a bit far, but they actually did remove that, so. Anyways, Brad, you have something to say about MMOG?
No, I decided it was boring.
Well, I already put it in the notes.
It was just I'll talk about it. It was just an article I saw today that was an article about percentages of the percentage games have. I'm crap at this. The market share for MMO RPG games, and of course, World of Warcraft is the front runner by miles with 62.3% of the MMORPG market share. But second is rather interesting. Second is actually RuneScape. RuneScape has 6.9%.
Yeah, how in the heck?
No idea. But it's ahead of the old popular games that were big before WoW came out, like EverQuest and Lineage.
Question is, what makes WoW so big compared to all those other ones?
I don't know. I guess WoW has marketing behind it. I mean, I think WoW is the only game on this list actually has television adverts. I mean, they have that big advertising scheme.
Like the William
Mr.
Shatner
T.
one.
Yeah, Mr. T.
That actually made me try it.
Yeah, only because of William Shatner.
And then I fell off a boat.
Yeah, you fell off a boat and I told you to kill yourself. And you did. In-game. Shane's dying. Somebody do CPR.
Do you know CPR?
No. But I'm in England, and you're in Canada, so it's no good.
First rant for you, Brad.
The first rant is for me. Right. Okay, I see their point. But it really shows a total lack of morals and character. Plus, it technically is abusing the game. The point of the fishing trawler was for people to work together towards a common goal, and everyone contributing to the goal. Fish. Now, though anyone can go to the trawler world and go to the boat, but do nothing and get the better fish, this is not honest nor fair. Sure, the free layoaders find it funny and do not care as they lack character, morals, and ethics, but the players, they're honestly and doing all the work, care. It's like the ant and the grasshopper story. The time has come. Point token system needs to be created in the Tour game. I know 99% of players would support it. Those who don't are the free layloaders. RS has made it so we can't give stuff to our friends by limiting trade drops, and this too has contributed to the freeloaders on the Tour game. But the freeloaders are abusing the same principle behind the limiting trades and high-level item dropping. Please create an update to the Trawler game. As honest players, we're really tired of having to lose our fair share to freeloaders or having to sink the ship on purpose to get rid of them. So, I'm sorry, it's the last time I went to the Trawler, I remember the fish distribution being as simple as, you know, when you did the Trawler, it was just a mad rush to get to the crate where you get the fish from.
No, you get your own fish nowadays, based on your level.
But some people just stand there and do nothing.
Exactly.
It's a bit like World of Warcraft has a slightly similar problem in Battlegrounds, which are, like I think I've said before, sort of similar to Castle Wars. Being in Battlegrounds gets you honor. Imagine it being like, you know, the tokens you get in Castle Wars. And some people just go into Battlegrounds and they just stand around and do nothing. And of course, they're still getting the reward for everybody else's hard work. But Blizzard now has a system where you can report people who are AFK, away from keyboard, and if they have enough reports on them, they get kicked and banned. I think that if they do it a lot, they get a 48-hour ban or something.
Wow.
I think they just need a system like that where you can you know, report a player as not doing anything.
Yeah, but remember, we're dealing with Jagex here. Java, no customer support.
Well, then how the hell are they going to be able to...
You do something and a year later you get banned, you know?
Yeah, but I do agree that changes should be made. But
they can't be implemented easily. I honestly don't know what they could do to it.
But don't you agree the principle that something should be done?
Yeah, something should be done, but I don't know, it'd just be kind of hard to do it.
Hmm.
But it's a good rant. Anyways, next one. God didn't do this, we did. Actually, I want you to take this one. It's about your favorite book.
I did too. Okay. God didn't do this, we did too. Yes, the title is a quote from the movie I Am Legend. Brilliant film. Anyhow, on to the actual rant. This is the second part this is being made, as the first one died. People are still complaining about the 07 updates for horror, but in all honesty, we pretty much asked for it. If you're a rant like I am, and you think back about 5 months, the rants were flooded with players complaining about autos, so Jagex removed macros from the game. Personally, I don't agree with the updates, but we really did ask for it. Everyone, you can stop flaming Jagex for ruining the game, because quite frankly, they did what we asked. They removed the autos. Be careful what you wish for, you might get it. No, I disagree with this rant, because people asked for a solution, but as we said at the time about the solution, Jagex went way overboard with it.
The nuclear bomb.
But they went way overboard with it. They used, like we said at the time, they used a nuclear strike when a fly swatter would have been more appropriate.
Exactly.
Not the fact that people asked for it, yes. People probably did ask that, but they didn't ask for the game to be ruined in the way that it was, so the rant's irrelevant.
There could have been a better way to do it. That give Mike and I a week. We could have specced up an idea to get rid of it. I'm pretty
sure. It's sort of like, you know, you can ask somebody for something, you know, and they do way too much. They go way over the top. You didn't ask them to go over the top. You asked for something, and they didn't give you exactly what you wanted.
But you could only take what you need, so I don't know.
Take what you need.
Anything else on that rant?
No.
Okay,
read the last
next to that.
Rant.
Well, I'll tell you in case you didn't know. A while ago, there was a Sega Genesis, N64, and PlayStation. Do you remember the Sega Genesis?
Vaguely.
I think that was before your time.
Possibly.
Now, Sega, Magic, and Nintendo Melee were doing extremely well. Then Sony Ranged came along. At first, Sony did not do too well, but eventually Sony had... Sony and Nintendo outsold Sega. So Sega made an awesome console that didn't cost too much. Ancient Magics, in a way. And they shut down. At the same time, I think this guy is talking about the Dreamcast.
Oh, that was
Ancient Magics.
Dreamcast was horrible, wasn't it?
I don't know. Mike had it.
It didn't sell very well, didn't it? It got cancelled after a few years.
Yeah. At the time, there was the N64, WHIP, and the PlayStation.
N64! You seen that video?
The Dark Bow.
You seen that video?
Now, Sega and the other games used are, and characters are used on consoles, just as Magic has become no more than a side to Ranged and Melee. Bottom line, I'm using a very nerdy metaphor for the combat triangle.
That was a horrible rant.
It's not done yet.
Okay,
I know that the Dark Bow, Whip, and Ancients did not come out at the same time. Solutions. Jagex, bring out a Sega. Or Magic, back into thought. Dark Bow, Whip, and Godsword is equal to Magic, which has gone the way of Sega. Please, Jagex, bring in some new spells, preferably spells that hit over 30. What do you think?
Oh, yes, Magic does need an update, but I think this idiot could have worded his rant a lot better.
Because the God Sword is a prime example. You can hit into the 50s if you're high combat.
It's like classes in WoW. If you imagine that, because in WoW there are character classes, and it's very much like the combat triangle, there is one overpowered class, and there are several very strong classes, and there are several very weak classes. And one of the main things people rant about is the class imbalance. And Blizzard makes changes to the classes every patch in an attempt to balance it. But in the end, it's never really going to be a balance, because they're probably going to make classes that are too weak, too strong.
Yeah, you can't, classes that are too strong, you can't too have weak. Updates for all three coming out at the same time, you know?
And you can never get a perfect balance.
I know. That's too bad, because I like everything to be nice and orderly, you know?
You know, that's not the real world. It can't actually happen.
It's too bad. Anyways, that's it for rants this week. On to the other things, I'm guessing.
The other things.
Skill of the Month update. Rather boring month so far. Anubis has gained 179k XP in one day, summoning. Yeah, we're going to start seeing. Everybody's on the board now, so that's good. Come on, people, let's get going. I'm predicting Talarmanda to win. Just from what we've seen on RuneWire of his charm collection and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So. Skill of the month, track hit, not much going on yet, so we shall wait and see what goes on. Come on, people, come on. That's all I have in other things. No new RSBNB news, nothing really. Check out the forums. Forums.rsbnb.com. That's a good amount of fun there, isn't it, Brad?
At the forums.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Anyways, what have you been up to?
Nothing. Average.
Besides making pasta.
I didn't make pasta. Die. Nothing really. My life's been very average.
Anything in school?
Nope.
Work?
Nope.
Any games?
I bought Assassin's Creed today.
And?
That's fun. It's a good game so far. You don't like single-player games.
Yeah, I know. I don't like single-player games.
Yeah, I know. I'm stupid.
Hey, anyway, I just noticed something.
What?
On the shares, in 10.5.2, they changed the icon. It's not a globe anymore. It's three people holding hands.
What?
The share points on macOS.
Okay.
The shared folder. It's three people's holding. It's three people holding hands.
You okay, Shane?
Yes. You want to see?
No, I'm really good.
Okay. So, I've been working on some school stuff. Fire making when I get the chance. Farming, I'm still farming. That's about it. School. I did the quest. That's about it. Slayer, I'm 100 XP from 82 Slayer, so I'll have that like within the hour once I start again.
It's a really quiet time of year, though, isn't it? Nothing generally happens January, February, March.
Only thing that happens in January is Macworld.
No, I mean just like in people's lives. It's never usually that exciting.
My birthday's in February.
Oh, yeah. That's not very exciting. How old are you this year? 50?
Yeah, that's right.
He's 50.
50 divided by 2 minus 4.
21.
Exactly. Thank you, everyone. That's it for this week's episode of
RSBNB. Thank you for listening.
Adios.
Goodbye.